Welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. I'm Roberta Foster. Today, I welcome Don Mercer to Author's Corner, and he has written the book Rapture Mountain, which is published by Blessed Hope Publishing, and he'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. Just a little bit about Don. He is a retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel and CIA Operations Officer, and has been decorated for his numerous achievements. He now serves as the board chair for Prophecy Watchers, which you can hear here on KNEO, and at his local church. Don credits his success to God and his wife and follows the motto, "Here I am, Lord, send me." Don, welcome to Author's Corner.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here today.
You know, I love your motto, and not exactly in those words, but that's similar to how I have endeavored to live for the Lord as well. So I appreciate that very much.
Oh, good.
So the original inspiration for Rapture Mountains, it says, came about 35 years ago. So tell us how that happened and why 35 years in the making.
Yes, that's I often ask myself the same question. What took so long and what was that all about? No, but the real answer is 35 years ago, I was stationed in the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. And I was an avid downhill skier.
Okay.
And I took a two-day ski trip by myself up into Pennsylvania at just a small little resort there, and spent the 2 days there, you know, perfecting my craft, let's say. And the morning that I was there, the first morning, I'm sitting there eating a breakfast, and this thought comes to me out of nowhere. But nowhere is oftentimes the first perception, but not the real answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll explain that. So it occurred to me that a lot of the skiing that I'd been doing, and I had been skiing in Germany for years also, that skiing is a lot like life. There's some ups, there's some downs, there's some falls, and you get back up and you do it again.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of danger involved, but there's also some excitement.
Sure.
And you can choose to fight the mountain, such as moguls. These are the little hills that are on a ski slope. You can fight it, or you can use the mogul to carve your turns and ski. So, you know, it's it depends on your philosophy, is what you're doing. Are you fighting the mountain that day,
mm-hmm.
or are you just letting it push you along? And both of them are good answers. Later on, I wrote my notes after thinking about it, so I couldn't stop. I had a pen and a big piece of paper, and when I would go up the ski lift, I was writing like crazy. And I got up to the top of the hill, and I would ski down and just ski all the way down as fast as I could, have a good time at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the notes turned into multiple pages of notes on that very theme that I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually when I got home, I put it on the computer, and there it sat. And it sat there for a long time. Every once in a while, I got it out and maybe added a note or two, but it just sat there. Finally, after it sitting there and getting it out a couple of times, I realized what I had, and I realized where it came from. Here's a caution. I was talking to a Christian author, and his advice to me was, never say God gave you that story.
Mm.
Never. He says, because everybody says that, and you'll just turn people off instead of turning them on.
Mm.
So I tried to stay away from that, but it became obvious to me that those ideas came from somewhere,
right.
And it was outside of my head.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that.
So why don't you tell us what your storyline is?
Well, the storyline is this. We have a young married couple who are on a ski trip, and they are going out west. Well, they go to western northern Michigan, which is an area I'm very familiar with up there. And they had reservations at a particular ski area, but while they are on the road, they run into a detour sign. So they take the detour, and they wind up finding a different resort than the one that they were headed to.
Okay.
So the sign on the road was very intriguing, and the lady says, you know, let's turn in, take a look. Her husband didn't want to at first. He was reluctant, but he gave in, and they went there. And they met the people at the ski resort, and they were kind of strange, but they offered them a price and a beautiful room with a beautiful view and a private instructor, and they couldn't refuse. So they accepted. And they hurriedly had their lunch, which was kind of an out-of-the-world delicious lunch. And then they went to meet their ski instructor. So they meet their ski instructor, and he introduces himself as Theo. And Theo is a really kind of strange character. He looks old, but yet has got the strength and humor and speed of a young professional skier. So he begins their instruction, and he includes some philosophy about life in general, and he mentions God along the way. And of course, our male protagonist, he doesn't want to have much to do with that, but his wife is interested. She used to go to Sunday school as a kid, remembers a few things, but he doesn't know anything. So they spend several days there, and over the days, they become quite good skiers, and they surprise themselves at how well they are performing. And they learn more and more about God from the ski instructor. And finally, after an argument between the ski instructor and our protagonist, they all come together, and they're friends, and they start to learn and listen to what the ski instructor has got to say about salvation and that sort of thing. At the end, they are beyond good skiers. They're excellent all over a period of just 4 days, which is supernatural or miraculous in the beginning.
Okay, well, we have more to talk about with Don Mercer. He's going to give us a wrap-up of the storyline in just a moment. He's talking about his book, Rapture Mountain, which is published by Blessed Hope Publishing. And you're listening to Author's Corner. I'm Roberta Foster. So, Don, I had to interrupt you there for a minute. So why don't you give us a quick wrap-up of the storyline of your book?
So after this couple leaves, they actually have some pretty incredible supernatural experiences that could only come from God himself. And over a period of 20 years or so, they finally learn who the ski instructor was in reality and what his mission for them is. And the book makes it clear what that mission is. They perform it. And at the end, we're going to see the rapture and an epilogue as to what actually happened to all the characters in the book.
All righty. Well, your book is professed to be inclusion of some prophecy details. And so why don't you share one of those prophecy moments with us?
Sure. The ski instructor presents a prophecy, fulfilled prophecy, and then he presents some in the future. He even prophesies the name of the character's children, which comes to be accurate, but it's a surprise to them. But of course, the big deal is the rapture, a controversial issue, even in Christian thought and writing. Prophecy Watchers, of course, is an indicator of that in my involvement with them. So there's a lot to do with the rapture in the book. And, of course, my life is wrapped up in presenting some of that.
Well, you've already kind of alluded to the fact that part of your storyline is actually introduction of the wonderful gift of salvation to your characters.
That's correct. In fact, that salvation message is delivered three times in three different ways in the book, because our protagonist here, our hero, he starts out as an unbeliever, and by the end of it, he's on fire for the Lord and is working for the Lord by the end. So I encourage people to buy a copy to give away to somebody that they know is an unbeliever or struggling with Christianity.
Okay.
Because that message is very clear, and it just opens the door for anybody to reinforce the message that is in the book.
Excellent. So would you feel that your book is best suited, because it does contain prophecy, but is it best suited for new believers, unbelievers, or Christians who already have a general understanding of prophecy?
I think all the above.
Okay.
that's the point that I have made before. When you get an audience of people at a conference, for example, I just tell them, you know, you can enjoy a novel once in a while. All these other speakers that are coming in here are going to give you the hardcore prophecy teaching, but I'm going to give you something that is a lot more fun and a tool you can take away.
So once again, I've been talking to Don Mercer about Rapture Mountain, his novel published by Blessed Hope Publishing. So Don, tell our listening audience how they can find out more about your book.
Well, there are two places that you can go to online. And one is Amazon, and you can put in my name or the name of the book, Rapture Mountain, and go right to it. The second place, which is the one that I would recommend, is prophecywatchers.com. It's a nonprofit organization, and any income that's generated from the sale of this book, I give 100% of it to Prophecy Watchers.
Excellent.
So, Prophecy Watchers, you can go there and you can enter my name or enter the name of the book, and it'll pop right up.
Great. We appreciate that. So one more time, the book today is Rapture Mountain, and we've been talking with Don Mercer and appreciate the fact that he's provided the book for us. So Don, thank you so much for your time with us today here on Author's Corner.
You're very welcome. God bless you and your organization.
And to our listeners, we appreciate you tuning in. If you missed any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can find it now on your favorite podcast provider or through kneo.org. Thanks for joining me. I'm Roberta Foster. Join me again next time on Author's Corner.